Hey, we're finishing up week one in our morning minutes. We're going to finish strong this week. Hope you're enjoying this first week in season 7 of Morning Minutes. My name is Lena, and if you're just tuning in, you might be. Welcome. And I hope you've already subscribed. I hope you're sharing these with your friends. Listen, we are in 1 Corinthians going through verse by verse, chapter by chapter, a series called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. Paul the Apostle is writing to a church that is corroded with sin. It is seeped with worldliness, and we are about to get into it. But we've been focused on the cross and on the power of God through the cross. Today, the teaching is called It's Not About You, 1 Corinthians 1, 26, 31. 26 through 31. And a reminder, back in the year AD 55, Paul was writing to the church that it's not about them. And today in 2019, we are in a worldly culture with a worldly church, often noted here in the United States, in the West. And it is important for us to stop and remember it is not about us. And so let us read the verses and get into three application points. For consider your calling, the Lord writes through Paul, brothers. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Some big words used here. Righteousness is God's perfect goodness. Sanctification, the process of transformation. Redemption is salvation, is to be bought out of our sin into life. And so just some important words here to remind us that this whole thing that we call the Christian life is not about us. It is a gift. Elsewhere, Paul writes that it is a gift. It is not earned by works. It is given to us by God's grace and received by faith. I hope you believe, by the way, if you're listening and you haven't received the message of the cross, salvation, if you haven't trusted Christ, I hope that as we get into this chapter of this study, you will understand God's power to save through what looked like a foolish thing, the cross of Jesus. So, number one, it's easy to forget that the story of my life is not about me, but about him. Every one of us lives with a self-centered story. And even though in Christ we say it's about Christ, our life, we wake up in the morning and all of our needs are all of our needs. And we think that God is waiting to fix all of our problems. And though God's heart is to help us in every area of our life, and understanding that it's not about me, it's about him, will change the perspective of your life and free you from so much of the worry and concerns that we take on that we're not supposed to take on. So even as it pertains to your calling, it's easy to make me the center of the story, right? Because you're like, well, it's my life, my calling. What am I going to do for God? How am I going to serve the Lord? I've gotten caught up in that as I've attempted to serve God in the calling that he's given me. And I have to stop every so often and remember that even this calling of teaching the word of God is not about me. It's not about growing my ministry, because it's not my ministry. It's the Lord. It's not about me. It's about him. Consider your calling, brothers. That calling is God-given. So God's purpose is to reveal his strength through your weakness. So if you're walking your life and wondering why things don't seem to work out, don't stress. Don't fret. Cast it to the Lord. Do what you can, and then watch him turn your weakness into strength. I always tell people that the story of this ministry, Living with Power, is a story of a number of failures. Somehow you add them together and you see success. I don't know how God does it, but every time I think, man, there's no way this is going to work out, God comes in and he turns the story around, and it is inexplainable outside of the grace of God. And that is exactly the point, is that he is glorified, not me, not my strength, not my wisdom, but God through me. So God's power is magnified when he alone is the reason for my strength. I can't boast in anything. Only Christ and his cross are what is taking this meager offering that I give him and turning it into something. So it's not about me. It's easy to forget that the story of my life is not about me. It's about him. Number two, it's so easy to forget that it is only in my weaknesses that I can receive Christ's strength. All right? I mean, you'll only receive, if you come to the table and you're like, man, I got this, then you're not going to need help. I mean, you ever seen my five-year-old nephew drives me crazy sometimes. I mean, anytime we go to do a project, I'm like, he's convinced he knows how to do it. He does not want my help. And I'll watch him do it. I'm like, dude, why don't you just listen and receive help? Because he thinks he can do it on his own. It is only when he fails And he gets himself in a mess that he looks to me and says, I'm ready. Now you step in and help. It's the same thing with the Lord. If you come to the table and think you've got it, you're not going to ask for his help. But there is a type of prayer that flows out of a place of need that will move the heart of God and that will trigger God to show you that until you become weak, you're not ready to receive the power of God. And until we need, we cannot receive. And so if you're in a place of need today, that should be good news. Lastly, it is so easy to forget that nothing that I will ever do is worth boasting of apart from Jesus. Okay? And I have done many awesome, great things in my life, and yet pales in comparison to all that Christ did for us on the cross, all that God has done to us in Christ and for us in Christ. That is the truth. That's not a statement of humility. That is the truth. Boasting is not bad per se. If you do something, you accomplish a feat and you're like, man, look what I did. Okay, you're not, that in and of itself is not a sin. But what you boast in is worth noting. If it's all about you, me, then perhaps you've made yourself the God of your life. So boasting is impossible. Boasting in self, I should say, is impossible when you recognize who God is and what he has done. And so today, as you consider all that's happening in your life, boast. Oh, go ahead and boast, but do not boast in self. Boast in the Lord. And as you do, remember that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. It is awesome because we serve an awesome God who is worth boasting in. So let the one who boasts, you're going to boast in the Lord. I love you guys. Have a great weekend. I'll catch you again next week.